AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is drawing on the inspiration of American soldiers in the D-Day invasion in hopes of summoning Americans to defend democracy. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president stood at France's Pointe d'Oak, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions.
These are the champions who helped free a continent.
Today, the president urged Americans to hear their voices.
They are summoning us.
And asking what we will do.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for.
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again.
Does anyone believe these Rangers want America to go it alone today?
And says the nation must continue their mission.
Protect freedom in our time. To defend democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department says a solid 272,000 jobs were added last month. PNC Financial's Gus Fauché says despite high inflation, people are still spending.
We actually saw a bit stronger wage growth in May than we saw in April. And so their wages are actually increasing more quickly than inflation, so they are buying more goods and, in particular, more services.
The damaged U.S.-built pier in Gaza has been reconnected. Badly needed aid will be flowing there soon. Admiral Brad Cooper is deputy commander of Central Command.
I personally, and I think we as a command, could not be prouder of the exceptional work by our soldiers and sailors who have done a simply superb job in just getting the pier back on mission in very short order.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones wants to convert his personal bankruptcy to a liquidation and sell off a large portion of assets to pay some of the $1.5 billion he owes relatives of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. This is AP News. The National Transportation Safety Board says the likely cause of a deadly crash in New Hampshire was improper maintenance of the aircraft.
And the pilot's failure to abort the takeoff. The single-engine Beechcraft Sierra crashed into a barn connected to an apartment building on the night of October 21, 2022. Both men on board the plane died. All eight people were able to evacuate the building. None were injured. Witnesses reported that as the plane traveled down the runway, the engine didn't sound normal. The NTSB says an analysis shows that as the plane became airborne, the engine was operating at about 11% less than maximum power. The report says the two men on board likely did not realize that the engine wasn't at full power, but it says both should have recognized that the ground run was excessive and they should have aborted the takeoff. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.